Tom King back here at Marathon Park as we get set for the third period. The Zamboni has finished its work, and we'll wait for the ice to refreeze here, and we'll get going with the third period. 1-1 the score. Both teams tallying first period goals, and that is all she wrote. But it's Ian Corbett for the Lumberjacks. It's been the story here tonight. The Lumberjack goaltender with 33 saves through two periods. And he has kept East in this game. And we'll see if he can keep it up here in period number three. And if the Lumberjacks can pop one in against Nathan Siklavan, the junior goaltender from Stevens Point. A reminder once again, there will be an East alumni hockey game this year. There was some question mark about that as they were having problems finding some available ice, but they did. And if you're a former East hockey player, make your plans now. Saturday, December 28th, 7 o'clock here at Marathon Park. Registration begins at 6, and there'll be a post-game party as well at Lopnos. But you can find out more. Just drop me an email. I'll get you all the info. You can reach me at tom.king@mwcradio.com. That's tom.king@mwcradio.com, and I'll get you all the info on the East alumni hockey game here at Marathon Park on Saturday, December 28th. All right. There is a small but vocal crowd of East students here tonight. Imagine each sport has their own small student crowd tonight. As we mentioned, the East girls basketball team playing at Newman, the East boys at home against Eau Claire Memorial, so the crowd is split three ways tonight. Obviously holding down the crowd at all of those events. 1-1, and the Lumberjacks beginning the third period with a 39-second power play. 39 seconds remaining on the man advantage here for East. As we begin period number three, Landon Daniel will take the faceoff. And they're still waiting, lining the players up, and now they're ready to go. They drop the puck. And Daniel will control it back to his defenseman. They'll set it up to get the pass ahead. DeVorney has it poke-checked away, but it comes into the zone, into the corner. Spash looks to clear it out, and they will. Now they send a long pass ahead. They get a man behind the defense. There's a shot. It goes wide. Spash got a good shorthanded opportunity right there. Battle in the corner for the loose puck. Lumberjacks long cross-ice pass. That's grabbed by DeVorney. Just 12 seconds remaining on the power play. DeVorney carries it in. Drop pass. Nobody there for East. It comes out of the zone. Lumberjack defensemen were slow getting up to cover the blue line right there. Battle for the loose puck. Ben Feck comes away with it. Sends the pass ahead to Landon Daniel. Penalty is over. Spash back to full strength. Now it grabbed at center ice by Jack Knuckles. He gets it poke checked away down into the corner. He gets rubbed against the boards but fights through the check. Had the puck for a moment, taken away. Able to keep it in the corner for a moment. It's pinned up against the boards. Slides behind the Spash net. Grabbed by the defenseman there, and they look to get it ahead. Puck was deflected. Goes down into the corner and slides now behind the East net. Feck will knock it away from there to the boards. Cross ice pass is grabbed by East. Now they come into the zone. Cummings takes a shot. Glove save made by Siklavan. Austin Cummings with a wrister from the left boards, and Siklavan with the save. 15:41 to play, third period, still tied at one. Faceoff coming to the right of the Spash goaltender, and Stevens Point wins the draw. Jacob Dufresne looking to break it out, gets it ahead. Slides too far for the Stevens Point player. Poke checked away to the near boards. Cummings sends it back the other way. Spash, though, will grab it. They've got a man that comes in almost cherry-picking every time, and they try to get a long pass to him. Here's a flipping shot. The rebound in front. East couldn't get there to get a stick on it. Cody Krasowski threw it at the net, a bouncing puck that time. Siklavan left a rebound, but Spash able to clear it away. Lumberjacks chase down the loose puck behind their own net and will send a pass ahead. Too far for Andrew Daniel. Now Spash wants to attack. Collision at center ice. East takes it away. Daniel poke checked away from him. Romanski sends it over to his partner Holcomb. Holcomb sends the pass ahead. DeVorney to Landon Daniel, lost the handle on it. Puck slides into the East offensive zone, but Spash quickly clears it, and now they'll send it ahead. That should be an icing call against Stevens Point, and it is. Icing is the call against the Panthers, and we get a whistle. Lumberjack hockey brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Face off to the left of the point goaltender. Spash wins another draw. Send it all the way around the boards. They've got a man on the near boards to break it out, and they do. Here they come. Flick it through the defenseman's legs, fighting through pressure. Behind the east net, centering pass, grabbed away, though, by the Lumberjacks. They get it out of the zone. Cross-ice pass deflected away and sent back in by Stevens Point. They've got a man coming in hard. Centering pass goes off the side of the net. It's loose there. Lots of bodies. Where is it? It came loose, but we get a whistle as the puck came off the net, and we'll get a whistle. There were a lot of bodies banging right near the side of the net and knocked the pipes off their moorings, so we get a faceoff coming to the left of the East goaltender. 14 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the third period of a tie game, 1-1. Faceoff grab by the Lumberjacks, dancing through pressure, now sending the pass ahead off the boards. They can't get it out, though. Steve Point sends it back down into the corner. Long pass off the near boards out of the zone. And now fighting through a check into the zone comes Knuckles. Knuckles looks. Centering pass, he had a man. And McGinnity had a man pressuring and couldn't get much on that one. Big check along the far boards. East had a scoring opportunity right there. Knuckles couldn't get much on the shot. Actually, Knuckles made the pass. McGinnity couldn't get much on the shot. East keeping the pressure on, though. They've got the puck in the zone. Battle along the back boards. Now sent out along the far boards and out of the zone. Puck loose along the blue line. East needed his tag up. Bouncing puck sent in off the stick of a defenseman for Spash. Siklavan made a save on that. East got a change. Austin Cummings coming in to chase the puck. Spash looking to break it out. They go D to D. Now send it behind their own net. Cummings putting some pressure on. Puck comes out to the blue line. East tries to send it back in, but it's grabbed by one of the Panthers. Now they flick a pass ahead. Grabbed, though, by East. Kept it center ice. Stevens Point comes into the zone, stood up at the blue line as it goes in. Holcomb will run it down for the Lumberjacks. Krasowski tried to send it out, but right out to the point, dispatch. There's a shot thrown in. That might have got through. Corbett deflected it to the corner. Battle in the far corner for it. Romanski's down there. Also digging in is Eric Schumacher. Puck comes out. Smash controls it. They try a wraparound. Knocked off the puck. East able to clear it out to center ice. But Spash will dump it right back in. He's completing a change here. Romanski runs down the loose puck for the Lumberjacks, sends it behind his own net. Holcomb to DeVorney, tries to flick a breakout pass ahead. And here comes East out of the zone. They get the pass too far for Andrew Danil. He's going to chase it down, though. Spash tries to send it out. Nobody there for the Lumberjacks to hold it in as they were getting a defensive change. Here comes Spash out of the zone. As they carry it in, we get an offside call against Spash. They were carrying it in, and offside is the call against Stevens Point. They had a golden opportunity there to carry it in toward the net, and one of the Panthers got caught in offside. 11:57 to play here. Third period, we are tied at one. Did we get a penalty here? I didn't think so, but now the official is coming over to talk to the scorer's table about something. I didn't see a penalty signal yet, but one of the referees is still having a conversation at the scorer's table. Talking to Stevens Point coach Dan Francis, and there's going to be a penalty against Stevens Point. They're sending somebody over from the bench to serve this. They have too many men on the ice. I didn't see a signal. I don't know what that call was. Unsportsmanlike conduct called against Kobe Keller. He must have said something to the official. And it's a power play here for the Lumberjacks. So they took Keller off the bench and put him in the box for unsportsmanlike conduct. And East on the power play. Spash wins the draw and sends it the length of the ice. And the Lumberjacks will chase it down. They haven't had many good scoring chances on the man advantage. And immediately, the long pass is knocked away. But now the Lumberjacks will grab it, and here they come into the zone. Landon Danil around the defense. Danil gets his stick raised. Spash takes the puck away. Can they get rid of it? They're trying to, and now it will come out of the zone. They send a pass ahead. They've got a man coming in shorthanded. Centering pass goes through in front of the net over to the corner. Spash very aggressive shorthanded here, trying to steal one if they can. Lumberjacks need to get control of the puck, and now they will. Feck's going to carry it in. Send it in deep behind the Spash net. But once again, the Panthers will send a man out on the rush shorthanded. They get the pass out to him. Into the zone with it. Shorthanded. They control it. There's a shot that goes wide. A backhander behind the net. Now Feck loses the handle on it. Turnover in the zone. Centering pass. Now Feck gets it back. Spash being very aggressive here. Shorthanded. They're sending two men into the offensive zone on the attack. And they've been able to disrupt this power play. Now it's center ice. Cummings with it. He gets knocked off the puck. And Spash grabs it again. Centering pass. Off the stick of their intended man. It goes behind the east net once again. This has been a very ineffective power play here so far for the Lumberjacks. Now they get control of the puck. Once again, though, the pass knocked away. Grabbed by Romanski, sends it back to Holcomb. Holcomb, long pass ahead. Cummings can't catch it, though, and it goes into the zone, but Spash will flick it right back out again. Just 4 seconds remaining, and Smash is going to kill off another penalty here. Lumberjacks had an opportunity. Now they may catch him in a change, but a long pass, and goes off the stick of Cravens. Actually, he didn't get a stick on it, so it's going to be an icing call. If Cravens could have caught that pass, he had a clear path to the net, but he couldn't get a stick on it, and icing is the call against the Lumberjacks with 9:52 to play here in the third period of a tie game, 1-1. East Hockey is brought to you in part by the Hearing House, located at 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Faceoff in the east defensive zone. Battle for the puck along the far boards. Lumberjacks grab it. Can they clear it? Didn't get it out with the first attempt. Now Romanski will circle and throw it high off the glass out to center ice. Andrew Danil corrals it for a moment. Sent it in, but Spash sent it right back out. Now they flick a pass ahead. They've always got a man they send out on the attack. Dances through traffic. Puck knocked away for a moment. Now it comes out to the slot. Popped in with the backhand. And now East will clear it all the way length of the ice. And that went off the side of the net, so they wave off icing. And Spash will grab control of it. Long pass ahead. Intercepted this time. If East can jump some of those passing routes, they should know by now that the Panthers are going to try a long pass ahead to the center of the ice to a man slicing up the middle. They've been trying that all night and have had some success with it. Haven't been able to score any goals with it yet, but if they keep doing it, it's only a matter of time. But if East can anticipate that and jump the route, now they get a long pass along to the far boards. Spash carries it into the zone. Centering pass behind the man comes out of the zone to center ice. Spash goes D to D with it as Gabe McGinnity is in on the forecheck for East. Now here come the Panthers. They want to attack. Carrying it in. And nice check knocking down the man as he carried it in. That's Dufresne. He gets back up, grabs the handle. Now puck up on top. Corbett made the save in his glove and gets a whistle. No rebound. And now we get a little extra pushing and shoving in front of the net. Some battles going on down in front of that net. Nick Larson of Stevens Point getting into it with one of the Lumberjacks. That was a hard shot from right out on top. And Corbett was able to make a glove save and get a whistle with 8:13 to play here in the third period of a tie game. Face off in the east defensive zone. Puck rolls in on net. Corbett will cover that up and get another whistle. And once again, Larson's being the instigator here for Stevens Point. He's trying to draw a penalty. Romanski tried to keep him away from his goaltender. Larson raises his arms up like going, like, who, me? And he'll skate to the bench now as Spash changes their line. Lumberjacks grab the draw, send it around the boards. Can they get it out? And they will to center ice. Cody Krasowski cleared it for the Lumberjacks. Spash will grab it at center ice, send it back in. East gets it back, though. Can they clear the zone? No, it's held in, dumped in deep by Spash. Centering pass, it's in front. knocked out of there. Comes right to one of the Panthers. That shot goes wide, and it's in the corner now. Spash with it. Sends it back down deep. They control it again. Send it out. Try to send it out to the point. That's deflected for a moment by Krasowski. Battle along the far boards. Three Lumberjacks are over there. Romanski will grab it, send it all the way around. Can he clear the zone? They will. Out of the zone. Smash will chase it down as East gets a change. Here comes Stevens Point back the other way. Dancing through traffic. There's a shot. Corbett's got to make a save on that to the glass. Stevens Point holds the zone, but now the Lumberjacks will get it out. They've got 2 men attacking the puck, but now it's grabbed, and now East has some numbers. They carry it in. Here they come. Offside the call. Oh, man. DeVorty got in there a little early as Cravens was carrying it in. They had a 3-on-1, maybe a 3-on-2. And a golden opportunity goes by the boards as offside is the call against the Lumberjacks. Ugh, hate to miss a scoring opportunity like that. 6:59 to play here, third period. Spash wins the draw, sends it the length of the ice. That's going to be an icing call, though, against Stevens Point. And the faceoff will come back down in the East offensive zone. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. 1-1 the score, 6:53 to play in regulation. Who's going to get that big goal here? Lumberjacks get the faceoff out of the zone, all the way to the Stevens Point end. Spash runs it down and sends it back the other way. Landon Danel picks up the loose puck. Now a penalty coming. East will get a penalty here. A tripping call. That's going to go against Cravens, I believe. He got his stick inside the Spash player's skates. And now Stevens Point will have the man advantage here in a tie game. Big penalty right there. Neither team's power play has been able to get one here tonight. But you don't want to keep giving them opportunities either. So, these penalty killers asked to do the job again. Can they do it? Smash controls the draw out to the point. They go D to D out on top. Now they get it over to the left point. Now back out on top. Smash player fell down but maintained possession. Now he gets it back. That's Mason Sikowski. Sends it in on net. Corbett makes a save on that. And we get a whistle and more collisions and pushing and shoving in front of the net. Trying to block the goaltender's vision as the puck gets thrown at the net. And the defenseman's job is to clear him out of there. Want to do it, though, without using your stick too much. Otherwise, you get another penalty. Faceoff comes in on net, and Corbett was able to jump in and knock that away. Puck comes out of the zone. Smash retreats, and now we'll send it in deep again. They get it out to the far boards. Battle for it over there. Lumberjacks trying to pin it up there. Now they will clear it. Rolls in on its edge all the way down. And now Siklavan's going to send it all the way to the other end. As Lumberjacks were getting a change, the Smash player couldn't corral it. Holcomb will have it, but he gets it taken away. Now the Panthers have it in the corner. On the power play, they get it out on top. Sikowski takes the shot. Corbett the save. Dives on the rebound. Another big save by Corbett on a hard shot from out on top by Mason Sikowski. 57 seconds remaining in the power play for Stevens Point. 5:32 remaining in regulation. We are tied at one. DC Everest boys basketball still to come tonight. The Evergreens taking on Tomahawk. Chris Conley will have the call. And we are done here. Faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Smash wins it. They get it out on top quickly. There's a shot. And that just got passed and wide. Maybe it deflected. East able to clear the zone. I don't think Corbett saw that one. And it deflected wide. I think we've got two players in the box serving matching minors. Didn't hear the numbers that were called. It's still a 5-on-4 power play for Stevens Point. They have the puck in the zone. Trying to get that Big goal. They send a shot in wide that goes to the far boards. It's getting real chippy out there. There's a shot thrown in, and Corbett makes a chest save on that one. Once again, out on top. That's Sikowski who threw it in from out on top. And Corbett makes the save. 19 seconds remaining on the man advantage. I think we've had two or three unsportsmanlike conduct penalties tonight, probably for language, I'm thinking. And we've got two guys in the box, one from each team now, matching minors, serving for unsportsmanlike. Now East able to clear the zone again all the way to the other end. Spash might have a time for one more rush here. DeBorney trying to put in. And now a tie over the zone. DeBorney, can he get a shot away? No, he can't. Lost the handle on it as he tried to turn around, but he stopped the rush of Stevens Point. Now he sends it back in. Penalty is over. Great job by the East penalty killers again. Keep Spash off the board here in the third period with the power play. Now the Lumberjacks hold the zone again, and Spash runs it down behind their own net. They want to carry it out. Here they come. Send the pass ahead into the zone. Losing the handle on it for a moment. There's a shot that goes wide behind the net all the way around and out. Now flapped into the zone. Krasowski's got a tag up as Feck just dumped it in. Stevens Point picks it up. They want to attack. Here they come. Back the other way. Skating it in. They've got a man in front. Centering pass. They had a man right on the doorstep. He couldn't get a stick on it. Lumberjacks look to clear it. Can't get it out. It pops in on net. And Corbett covers it up. 3:48 to play here. Third period. Tie game. 1-1. East looking to pull what would to be called an upset. Even though Stevens Point coming in at 1-3. Lumberjacks usually struggle against Spash. Puck comes down into the corner. And East looks to break it out. It pops up in front. Rolling puck in on Corbett. He's able to cover that up. That was rolling on its edge as it came in from out on top. And we get another whistle here. East Hockey brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Face-off controlled by Spash. They send it down into the corner. Landon Daniel's going to grab the loose puck, send it around the boards. Can they get it out? Yes, they will. Behind the defense. Here comes Andrew Daniel. He's got a man with him. Centering pass. Oh, they couldn't get a stick on it. And crashing into the net was Nick DeVorney as he tried to take that centering pass. He got taken into the net by the Spash defenseman, and I think the Stevens Point defenseman hurt his arm, might have hit the post as he came in. Andrew Daniel trying to feed Nick DeVorney, crashing the net, and the Spash defenseman was able to tie DeVorney up enough to not let him get a stick on it and get the shot away. East with an offensive zone faceoff. They get it to the high slot. Shot! That deflects up and over the top, and we get a whistle. I think it hit the ceiling. That was Jack Knuckles, I think, who got a shot away from the high slot right off the faceoff. And we'll get another faceoff to the right of the Spash goaltender. Tie game, 1-1, 3:18 to play in regulation. Puck is loose, and East can't hold it. Smash gets it out. Good job getting back on the back check by East, though, and they're able to clear it back out of the zone. And now here come the Lumberjacks, carrying it in. Big check, Knuckles gets taken down. Puck slides along the board. Smash looking to get it out, and now they will. Cross-ice pass too far. Romanski's going to hurry over and pop it up and out of play into the stands. 2:51 to play, regulation. Tied at one. This has been a pretty well-played hockey game. Both teams' penalty killers have done a great job. Neither team has been able to score on several power play chances, including some long power play chances. All right, Spash wins the faceoff at center ice. They send it back to their defenseman to try to set up an attack here. Flick the pass ahead, tied up by Landon Daniel. Now Andrew Daniel trying to get a stick on it. Landon comes out of there with it. He'll flick it in, but caught by one of the Spash defensemen, and they break it right back out again. They want to attack. Into the zone. Holcomb. Fighting that is a centering pass taken away nicely by the Lumberjacks. Now losing the handle on it. Turnover in the zone. Spash shoots. That goes wide. They got the turnover, got the shot away, and it went high and wide. Romanski grabs the loose puck. East needs to get it out of there. It's down in the corner. 2:11 to play here. Now the Lumberjacks clear the zone. Here they come. Andrew Daniel turns on the Jets. Can he get a shot away? No, he loses the handle on it. That's got to be a penalty. Daniel was nowhere near the puck. The puck was gone, and he got taken down. They let him play on. They're not going to call a penalty here. Here comes Spash. They walk it in. It goes behind the net. Battle for it there. Spash in front. Nice check by Landon Daniel. Takes him off the puck. It's still loose. And now he's able to clear it out of there. A minute 39 to play. It's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. Landon Dano carried the puck in. The puck got knocked off his stick, and it was about, I don't know, 10, 15 feet away from him, and he got taken down to the ice, and they let him play on. They're not, I would imagine, not going to call a penalty at this juncture of a tie game. Smash wins the faceoff shot, and Corbett with another glove save. Ian Corbett is standing here tonight. Ben Feck will take this faceoff for the Lumberjacks. He wins it for a moment. Puck loose, bouncing puck out to the point. Held in for a moment. Now here comes East. They've got a breakaway. Tony Krasowski carries it in, shoots, and Sicklevale with a save. Knuckles tried to get the rebound. He got taken down. Krasowski got a chance on the breakaway. East has it. There's another shot, and a blocker save popped up in the air. Comes out to the plate, held in, and now Spash able to clear the zone. Oh, a golden opportunity to win it right there for the Lumberjacks, and Sicklevan was up to the task on the breakaway. Here comes Spash, down to a minute to play. They carry it in, behind the defense! The shot is stopped, and now they circle around again. Another shot goes behind the net. Stevens Point controlling it, out to the point. It flicks in, deflected! It goes wide! Corbett's on the ice, might have got a piece of that. Another shot! Corbett got a glove on that to the corner. Puck comes out to the blue line again. Smash over to the opposite side. Shot. And that's blocked. East is going to clear the zone. All the way to the other end. That was tipped. No icing. They play on. 30 seconds to play in regulation. Turnover. The body's got it in the zone. Nobody there for the Lumberjacks to get a stick on it in front. Smash will clear it. Don't want a turnover here now at center ice. Spash takes it into the zone. Here they come. Shot. Corbett might have got a piece of that. It went wide. 10 seconds to play. Comes out to center ice. And that is how we are going to end this game in regulation. And we'll go to overtime as the horn sounds. And we will go to overtime hockey here. Tied at one. What a flurry there in the last couple of minutes as both teams had opportunities to score and maybe win this game, but both goaltenders came up big, and we will go to an overtime session. We'll take a quick timeout and come back with OT next. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Just take a minute, please. 1 minute. Actually, no, Take 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Apparently we are still here at Marathon Park. All right. As we await overtime here. And we've got a break while the teams will catch their breath and gather around their respective benches. 1-1 as we finish regulation. And if there's a story here tonight, the story is Ian Corbett, the Wausau East goaltender. I didn't hear a goal, I didn't hear a save total for the third period, and we'll get all of that after the game. He had 33 saves through two periods in. Well, I'll tell you what, got to be double figures again here in the third period. He's probably going to have close to 50 saves here tonight before it's all said and done. Just an outstanding night in goal for Corbett, and you'd hate to see it end now in sudden death overtime. Lumberjacks had opportunities there. They got a breakaway late in regulation. Cody Kosowski carried it in. got the shot away. Siklavan made a blocker save, and as Jack Knuckles was coming in and trying to collect a rebound, he got taken down, and then Spash was able to clear it. But just a exciting back-and-forth sequence of events there in the final minute and a half, minute 40 seconds of regulation. East Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. And a reminder still to come tonight, it's DC Evers boys basketball as they take on Tomahawk. We'll have that game for you in its entirety. Chris Conley on the call, but we've got extra hockey for you here first up at Marathon Park as we are tied at one between the Spash Panthers coming into tonight 1-3. And you got to believe that they would hate to start the season 1-4 and also start the Valley season with a loss, because I'll tell you what, Wausau West is going to be very good. And if Spash or East or Rapids or anybody else thinks they have a goal of winning the Valley, you're not going to be able to fall too many games behind the Warriors, because West isn't going to lose too many. And the Lumberjacks will see the Warriors on Thursday night in the opening game of the Marathon Cup. All right, both teams back at center ice. Ben Speck will take the draw for the Lumberjacks. And they're going to send the Spash center out of there. He was trying to jump the faceoff, so they put a new Spash center in there. Jake Jaworski will take the draw. Now they send Feck out of there as well. And it'll be Jack Knuckles to take the draw for East. You know, now Spash will win the draw, send it back to their defenseman. Sudden death overtime here. First team that scores wins. Puck slides behind the East net. Centering pass. They've got a man. It's taken away, though, by Feck. Ben Feck with it, lost the handle on it, overskated it, now gets it back. Don't want to play a lot of the game in your defensive zone here in sudden death overtime. Puck comes out to center ice. Spash will send it back in and then send high off the glass and out and into the offensive zone. Here comes Feck in hard on the forecheck. Spash goes D to D, looks to break it out. It's an eight-minute overtime period, but it is sudden death. Now Spash carries it in. Corbett will stick that one to the corner. And East will grab it. Lumberjacks bring it out of the zone. Here's Jack Knuckles, carries it in, gets a shot away that goes wide. Couldn't get everything on that one as he got taken hard into the boards. Here comes Spash back the other way. Across center ice. Into the zone. Centering pass, nobody there could get a stick on it for Stevens Point. Comes out to the point, they dump it back in deep. Slides all the way around the near boards. Lumberjacks have a couple of players over there trying to clear it. Now it does come out of the zone, and Spash needs to tag up. They send it ahead. Center ice, it's loose. Devorney tries to take it away there, but Point will dump it back in deep. Andy Cravens will run it down for the Lumberjacks. Oh, turnover in the zone. He tried to pass it up through the high slot, knocked down into the corner. Can't make those passes out in front. Now East clears it. Here comes Spash back the other way. They carry it in. Dancing through traffic. They've got a man. Shot! Corbett might have got a piece of that. Now the puck comes in front. Out to the top. Shot. That's blocked out on top. I think Krasowski got in front of that one. There's a shot that goes to the near corner. Spash keeping the pressure on here. One of the Lumberjacks goes down hard. He's slow to get up. And now East able to clear the zone. East will get a partial change here. Spash looking to get it ahead. And they'll send it in. We've got a loose stick on the ice. Somebody lost their stick earlier. Krasowski has it now. He passes ahead, but nobody there but black jerseys at center ice. They send it back the other way. Now it's grabbed by Pascula. He'll send it out of the zone to Feck at center ice. Tried to catch it, couldn't get a stick on it. Sent back in by Spash. 5:34 to play overtime. He's going to send in a shot all the way from the far side. Siklavan had to make a stick save on that. And here comes Spash looking to break it out. Here they come. Nick Larson will carry it in. Larson shoots! And that got blocked. Didn't get through. Now he'll dump it in deep behind the East net again. Battle along the backboards. Larson picks up the loose puck. He circles it front. Shoots! Corporal maybe got a piece of that. It's behind the net again. Goes off the side of the net. East looking to clear it. And they dig it out off the glass and through the defenseman's legs. Here comes Andrew Dano. Shoots! It pops up on top. And Siklavan had to make a glove save. That's one of those that might have popped over his head and in. But he was able to play it. And now another poke check away nicely by Landon Dainel. Siklavan out of the net to play it. Spash sends it back the other way. Cross-court pass grabbed and sent in deep by Nick Page. And Cravens will chase it down behind his own net. Flicks the pass ahead. Here comes East. Centering pass at center ice. And that was Dvorny. You couldn't handle it. It pops up in the air. Here comes Stevens Point back the other way into the zone. Circling around. There's a shot. And that didn't get onto the stick. Now it does. There's a shot thrown in by Point. And that's blocked by Cravens. He's looking to get it out. There's a slap shot from out on top that's popped up in the air into the far corner. Piscula down there trying to dig it out for East. 4 minutes to play here in the overtime. Now Spash with it. They get it out to the point. Walking in. Shot deflected. And that went to the corner. First goal wins here. Bouncing puck out to center ice. Can East clear it? Did they get it out? No. Held in nicely by Stevens Point. No, they did get it out. Offside the call. Didn't think that got off over the blue line, but it did. Offside is the call against Stevens Point. We get a whistle and a faceoff coming. 3:45 to play in the extra session. Still tied at one. We haven't had a goal since the 8-minute mark of the first period. Both goaltenders have been good tonight, but Corbett has been outstanding. Lumberjacks win this draw. And Lumberjack player got taken down on a trip. No call. They're not going to call any penalties now, I would imagine. Here's Spash. They take a shot. That deflects to the corner. You're going to have to be absolutely mugged to get a penalty called here. Turnover in the zone, but Spash going to get a shot away. Yes, they do. That goes wide, though, all the way to the far boards, and it's going to get out of the zone. Stevens Point needs to regroup. They send the pass ahead, and Holk immediately clears it. It's grabbed by Knuckles. Centering pass. Here comes Speck. Makes a move. It's kicked away from him, though. He almost made a nice move and got free. Here comes Spash back the other way. Now a turnover. Andrew Dainel carries it into the zone. Centering pass. Nobody there for East. Back the other way come the Panthers. It's sent in. The Stevens Point player stick got stuck in the helmet of one of the Lumberjacks. Puck loose in the corner. Lumberjacks look to clear it. Can they get it out? No. Spash with it. Puck loose to the boards. Now it's cleared out by East to center ice. 2:41 to play in overtime. Tied at one. Stevens Point carries it in. Offside the call again against Stevens Point. And we get a whistle. East Hockey brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. 2:35 to play in overtime, and we are going to get a timeout called here. We'll keep it right here. And remind you once again that still to come tonight, it's DC Everest boys basketball as they take on Tomahawk. Chris Conley will have the call of that. We'll have a quick wrap-up after we're done here and get you out to Everest boys hoops tonight. Thursday night, it's a doubleheader of hockey action right here, the Marathon Cup from Green Heck. I'll have both games for you Thursday night. First up, East and West. Pre-game show at 5:15. The puck drops at 5:30. That'll be followed by DC Everest and Mosinee. Mosinee coached this year by former Wausau West player Jordan Schmidt. And it'll be two interesting games. The way the Lumberjacks have started the season has to give them a lot of confidence. Two wins against Toma and Altoona, one in overtime. And here, taking the Smash Panthers, a perennial powerhouse, to overtime as well, and only giving up one goal. Now, obviously, the price of poker goes up Thursday night against Wausau West. The level of competition is going to be higher, but you got to believe they'll have some confidence coming into that game. Although Wausau West is so deep and so talented, it's going to be tough, but we'll see what happens. That's why they play the games. Lumberjacks trying to win the draw here. The puck is loose. Point sends it in, but now sent all the way the other end by Piscula. That's going to be an icing call against East. And the faceoff will come back down in the East defensive zone. Friday night, it will be a basketball girls and boys doubleheader. Everest and East squaring off at the East Gym. We'll have both games for you right here. And then Saturday night, the other two games in the Marathon Cup from Green Heck. 5:30 start time once again. Faced off to the right of Ian Corbett. Lumberjacks get it back to the defenseman, trying to clear it out of the zone. Puck along the boards, pinned up there. Still loose. Landon Daniel getting down there. Pascual is down there trying to dig it out for East. Spash will have it, though. Send it out to the point. There's a shot thrown at the net. That didn't get through. Another shot. That went wide. Might have hit a pipe. East looking to clear it, and they do. And grabbing the pass, carrying it in the zone is DeVorney. DeVorney tries to make a move, get past the defense. He does. Centering pass. Daniel overskated it. Now it's taken away from Landon Daniel as he came in to try to grab the loose puck. Bodies flying all over the place. They called a penalty, and who did they get? They got an interference call. And that is going to go, I believe, against the Lumberjacks. It is going to be interference against East, and Spash will have a power play here with a minute 43 to play in overtime. Boy, they let a lot go before that one, and now they call it an interference penalty against Nick Pascula. And so now East will have to kill a penalty off here to try to salvage the tie. 1:43 to play in the overtime. Lumberjacks win the draw, and they'll send it the length of the ice. It's a power play for the rest of the overtime period for Stevens Point. They get the pass ahead. They carry it into the zone. Romanski trying to harass the skater with the puck. They'll try to send it out to the point, and it's waved. No icing on that because Point sent the pass out to the point that they didn't hold. Now they come back the other way and pick it up. Try to break it out. Gabe McGinnity in on the forecheck. Here comes Spash. They send the pass ahead and into the zone they come. Centering pass goes off the skate of Jack Knuckles and slides over to the far corner. 58 seconds remaining in the period, in the overtime, in the game. Puck behind the net again. Spash with it. They turn. They shoot. That deflects behind the net. Spash has it, putting the pressure on, trying to get the winner here. Out to the point. That's blocked out on top. Nice job by McGinnity blocking that blast from out on top. Puck loose. Point has it. Here's a shot. Corbett has that go off his blocker, and then East able to clear it away. 29 seconds remaining. East getting a partial change. Here come the Lumberjacks. Here comes Spash back the other way. There's a blast that goes way wide. Over to the boards, and East able to clear it out to center ice. 16 seconds remaining in the OT. Spash gets it into the zone. Centering pass. It's grabbed by Landon Daniel. Skates it behind his own net. Taken down from behind. Penalty coming against Stevens Point, but there's only going to be 3 seconds remaining. Landon Daniel got taken down from behind, so it's going to be 4-on-4 hockey, but really only 3 seconds remaining in the faceoff will come all the way down in the East offensive zone, so they'll have a chance to score off the faceoff if they can. Are they going to pull their goaltender? I think they will. Or are they going to call a timeout and talk about it? No, they're going to keep the goaltender in net just in case. So it will be 4-on-4 here to finish this one up. Let's see if East can score right off the faceoff. They shoot! The shot was on net! Siklavan made a save. East had two players there for a rebound. He was able to cover it up. Nice face-off win for Knuckles right there. He got a shot right on net. And Siklavan covered it up before the... Now another one. And this time East, or Spash, will clear it away. And this one is over. But what a game. What a game. It finishes in a 1-1 tie. But just an outstanding high school hockey game here tonight. And both teams should be very proud of their effort here. And they finish with a tie. I think the East squad feels this is almost like a win. They are mobbing their goaltender, Ian Corbett. And I think Stevens Point is just thankful to get out of here with a tie tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back and recap all of the scoring and get you set for Everest boys basketball coming up next. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.